And then I saw your face. By Luna Eclipse 1057. Read by
Rose
and Alice. This is a Has-Been Hotel fandom. Rated teen and up. With the pairing Angel Dust and Husk. This is part of the All at Once Overlord Husker Dust AU. Summary. He liked playing with new people because it was always fun to see how their usual demeanor translated into how they gambled. The moth demon was very brash and impulsive, which meant he would bet big. Far too big to justify with his skill set. Hus could gain quite a lot from a man like Valentino. Though he wasn't sure why his star whore was at the casino. Or Husk meets someone new.
Husk wouldn't say he was a malicious man. No, quite the opposite. Despite his power and status that comes with being an overlord, he liked to think of himself as a mostly regular old sinner, at least compared to his colleagues. Hell's dictators had a reputation, one that instilled fear in the lesser demons across the Pride. They were known for their brutality, the lack of hesitance to do whatever it took to get their way, the way they treated the unfortunate people who signed their contract, and most importantly, how they were the structures that kept Hell running. He never understood what the other overlords got out of mistreating their staff and own souls. They were already shells. Husks. Of their old selves, quite literally. They lost part of themselves. They might as well make their afterlives worthwhile. So, all the souls Husk owned became employees of the casinos he possesses across the uppermost ring of Hell. They were given rooms on the staff floors of the buildings, 3 meals a day, fair pay, and days off. If something wasn't working for someone, they'd sit down and discuss what could be done. And unlike the vast majority of his peers, most of his contracts had an end. Whether it be paying off their debts or after a certain amount of years, they could be free. All of this to say, Husk wasn't often in the company of other overlords. He preferred to be on his own, keep his guard walls and poker face up. But once every few months or so, Carmilla Carmine would schedule a non-negotiable meeting for Hell's higher powers, which is where he was heading now. In all honesty, he knew these meetings were essential, mainly for keeping people from murdering each other constantly, but that didn't mean he was happy to be here. He was greeted by some of Carmilla's souls at the door, who escorted him to the top floor of the weapons dealer's domain. The woman in question was at the head of the table.
Ah, I'm glad you're joining us today.
Carmilla had a good relationship with each other. There was a reason she was the one leading the meetings. She was the most sensible. He looked around the table to see most of the other overlords there already, including Alistair and Rosie. He chose to sit next to them.
Ah, hello.
Alistair's yellow smile was as wide as ever.
I was worried you wouldn't show up, Husker, my dear.
He had a rocky relationship with the radio demon, nearly losing his soul to the man in a particularly close game. Thankfully, he was barely able to scrape by, saving his livelihood. They agreed not to make the game public, but he knew Alistair was still upset over his loss.
Oh, Alistair!
Rosie set a hand on his shoulder.
Let's not tease the poor man. He was probably very busy, now weren't you?
Husk snorted.
A game was going on longer than expected. Nothing to fret over.
The demon looked like he was about to say something, but was interrupted by the door opening and overlords walking in. He didn't need to look to see who it was, not when Alistair's expression had changed the way it did. The Vs were a relatively new addition to Hell's group of overlords in the grand scheme of things. They were pretty tacky, if you asked Cusk, though you can't deny the amount of power they have. Between Valentino ruling the porn enterprise, Velvet and her grasp on social media and fashion, and Vox with his television shtick, they covered a wide variety of Hell's lead industries. They were still annoying, though.
There. Now we have everyone.
Carmilla cleared her throat. The meeting began. Husk didn't pay much attention to the contents of the meeting. He wasn't involved in anything discussed, so he was mainly there to show he wasn't being a deadbeat. However, it allowed him to strike up a few conversations with people who could give him a good deal. Also, it was plenty entertaining to see Vox and Alistair annoy each other the way they did. He didn't know what was going on between Alistair and Vox, but no one could deny the tension. The way the radio demon would push all the television's buttons. Though he could feel as much sexual tension as he could rival tension. He managed to get Valentino to agree to a game of poker later that night. He liked playing with new people because it was always fun to see how their usual demeanor translated into how they gambled. The moth demon was very brash and impulsive, which meant he would bet big. Far too big to justify with his skill set. Husk could gain quite a lot from a man like Valentino. So, as he made his way back to his casino, he planned how he would play this out. He couldn't go too fast. He needed to butter up the overlord, so this would be a multiple day thing. Let him win all the rounds on day one and beat him once or twice on day two. But not by a lot. Then, on day three, he's cocky enough to bet big, and Husk can sweep the rug from under his feet. Though, he wasn't sure why his star whore was at the casino hours in advance. He wasn't big on watching porn, but no one in Hell could honestly say they haven't heard or seen Angel Dust. The spider demon was on countless billboards across Pride. The big question was why he was here before his pimp. He decided to ask up front, which wasn't hard because Angel had made his way over to the bar Husk was near and was hitting on the bartender. He made his way over.
"May I ask what you're doing?"
He jolted a little bit, but quickly recovered.
"You must be the big dick in charge, eh? Shorter than I thought you'd be, but hey, I don't mind a short king."
Husk cringed.
"Yeah, no. None of that."
"Why not, baby?"
Angel purred, leaning over.
"Come on, I bet you've seen my stuff. You recognized me after all."
He rolled his eyes, giving the go-ahead for the bartender to go on break a little early. It's been a while since he made some drinks, and no one hangs out at this bar in particular, so it wouldn't be a hassle.
"Hard not to recognize Hell's biggest star. Your face is splattered across billboards everywhere I look, you know."
He had his back turned to the spider, grabbing a few bottles from the shelves behind the bar.
You telling me you don't watch porn?"
He could practically hear the raise of Angel's eyebrow.
"I could give you a private showing if you want."
"Top."
Husk slammed a bottle of whiskey on the counter.
"Fucking hell, you keep this up, I will kick you out of my casino."
The man across the bar put his hands up defensively.
"Jeez, all right.
He grumbled a meager apology as Husk went back to mixing up a drink. It was weird. It almost seemed like he wasn't used to his advances being rejected.
He probably wasn't, when Husk thought about it.
He was the most sought-after lay in all of Hell, after all. Spam of buzzing vibrated the bar. Angel picked up his phone, frowning. Husk raised an eyebrow.
Someone's trying to get your attention.
It's Val.
He sent a reply before putting his phone down.
He's asking if I've met you yet. He sent me here to get a feel of the place before he got here. Maybe earn a couple $100.
He winked.
Well, now I'm definitely not taking my eyes off of you. Don't need you exploring and getting dirt for your boss to use, Husk scoffed. If your goal was to remain discreet, you've done a horrific job of it.
Nah.
Angel waved his hand as if dismissing the accusation.
Wasn't planning on spying around. Val's had me working to the bone. I wasn't about to do more work on my off hours. It's bad enough I have to be here in the first place. I ain't doing shit I don't wanna.
Cat hummed.
Well, there's a pleasant surprise.
Angel would never admit the small heat in his chest that emerged as Husk gave him a small smile. He hesitated before putting down a few bills.
Can I get a drink?
Husk smirked.
If you let me make a mystery drink, I'll do it for free.
Amused at the spider's confusion, he decided to elaborate.
I tend to be pretty good at guessing what kind of drinks people are into. If you don't like it, I'll pay you however much it would have cost. But if you like it, you have a new favorite drink order. Just a little game I like to play, especially with new customers. Deal?
Angel's eyebrows raised.
Interesting game.
He chuckled.
It's a fun one.
You know what? Fuck it. Make me a drink, Whiskers.
Husk pointed a finger at Angel.
Don't call me Whiskers.
Ignoring the grumbling coming from behind him, he got to work baking the drink he had in mind. Sex on the beach. It's a fruity cocktail. As the name suggests, very tropical.
Vodka, peach schnapps, orange juice, and cranberry juice.
A simple recipe, but a classic. It was one of the first drinks he'd learned how to make that had flair to it. Not like just a glass of whiskey with ice. He topped off the drink with a cherry with an umbrella and slid it across the bar.
Drink up. Tell me what you think.
Angel took a sip and smiled.
Holy shit! Really good!
Husk leaned against the counter behind the bar.
Told you. I know what people like. It's called Sex on the Beach, if you are wondering.
Well, wondering I was.
He said before he took another sip.
Sex on the beach, eh? Like the name.
He rolled his eyes. Course you do.
Talking with Angel was much nicer than Husk expected it to be. Once he stopped making far too many sex jokes, he was actually fun. He had a good sense of humor. He didn't learn much about the spider, but that was all right. Husk didn't realize how long they'd been talking until a hand was placed on Angel's shoulder.
Angel cakes.
Valentino's voice hung in the air like a sour taste.
I see you've become quite acquainted with Husker.
Angel turned to face Val, leaning forward. The switch from genuine to performance was striking.
Hey, Daddy. I've just been talking, sizing up the competition for ya.
The moth smiled sinfully and looked at Husk.
Apologies for my tardiness. I had a shoot to wrap up. Shall we begin the game?
He nodded, waving over one of the floor staff.
Is the private room ready?
Private room? You treat me so well, Husker.
Valentino grinned, showing off his red teeth.
It's a game between overlords. I'd say it's a special occasion.
He gestures to follow him as they walk down a long hallway before entering a large room with a single dealing table in the middle and four stools on the player side. There's already a dealer on the side opposite of them. Husker pulls out a seat furthest to the left, and Val gets the one furthest to the right. Angel tries to sit next to Val.
Oh, come on, baby. Sit in Daddy's lap while he plays.
He chuckled nervously.
Val, you sure that's a good idea? I don't want to distract you or anything, so...
The moth scowled, taking a puff of his cigarette, which turned red when he exhaled directly in Angel's face. It seemed to disorient him, Husk noted.
If I want you to sit in my lap, you sit in my lap. Got it, baby.
He timidly nodded and did as he asked. It was weird to see the change. Angel Dust, who was usually so cocky and confident, submitted to Valentino as easily as he did. It didn't sit right with him. But there wasn't much he could do about it. After all, it was common knowledge that the Overlord owned Angel's soul. The dealer finished shuffling the cards and started handing them out to the players. In the back of his mind, Husk wondered if Angel knew how to play poker. It might be fun to teach him if he didn't.
Let's start with small bets, shall we?
Husk turned to Valentino.
It's the first game, after all.
An hour and a half later, Husk didn't think he could take it anymore. Valentino was always up in Angel's face. He played along, but every time the moth looked away, his face would fall, and he would look so uncomfortable. Combine that with how cocky Valentino was getting, and Husk was just extremely annoyed. He had to maintain appearances, though.
You win again,
he smiled, handing the overlord his one cash.
You're much more skilled than you seem.
He wasn't.
He really wasn't.
The demon hummed in response, a smug expression on his face. He sat up, causing Angel to stumble off his lap, holding onto the table so he didn't fall.
Now, as much as I would love to play some more, me and Angel have to go. He has a shoot to get to, don't you?
I see. Well, it was a pleasure getting to play with you, Valentino. Would you like to do this again sometime?
Husk put the offer on the table, already knowing the answer.
Of course, Husker. This was quite enjoyable. I would be a fool to say no. We can discuss the date and time later, but we really need to be off.
If he wasn't looking, Husk would have missed the small wave Angel gave him. The end.
Aww. The end.
Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the Insurrections. This is your warning. Shenanigans abound past this point. The fic is over. You don't have to listen to us anymore. But if you want to, Rose and I would love to take you on a trip through our insanity. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Fuck you, Valentino.
Ah! Val.
Fuck okay. You, Val.
You don't deserve Angel.
Would you like to get in a fuck you, Valentino? In my recording? No. We're saying fuck you, Valentino.
Okay. Quietly into the microphone.
Fuck you, Valentino.
Not that quietly.
Fuck you, Valentino.
Good job.
We did it.
This one was so cute. That first one was so cute. It was like, cute Valentino. It was adorable.
Not that quietly.
That was so fucking cute. I love it. Well, you're SOL because you literally had me practicing doing Alistair's voice. So I was driving, doing Alistair's voice, and practicing dirty talking with Alistair's voice. So, yeah, no.
So, I regret nothing about how I didn't have to do any of that. So really, if we're talking about it, I am the overlord in hell, and I own your contract. I win, I guess is what I'm saying.
With the pairing Angel Dusk and Angel Dust. Nope, that's not what... It's not. We're all... Not even. We're just
fucking everything up. Already off to a good start. All right.
Already off to a good start. Hey, that beer was... I don't know what.
It was filled with crack. It was filled with angel dust. I'm ready. Hit me.
Yep.
You've been practicing.
I have been practicing. And...
I'm ready. Make it good. I'm prepared. My body is ready.
What are you prepared for? It's not. It's just gonna sound.
Give it to me. Whatever. Give me.
Ah, hello. Nope, that wasn't it. And I've been practicing too. That's probably what my downfall is.
I believe in you.
Okay, same deal as before. Mm-hmm. Read a little bit before because two words is just not.
It's not enough. I got you.
Angel waved his hand as if to miss... Goddamn fucking groove thrown off. Husk pointed a finger at Angel.
Don't call me Whiskers.
Yeah, like that's gonna happen.
Yeah, right.
A simple recipe, but a classic. It was one of the first drinks he learned how to make that had flair to it.
I would not call sex on the beach flair.
Well, maybe it was flair for him. That's true. Who knows when he died? Do you know when he died?
I don't know when he died.
Maybe it was flair when he died. Maybe it was the fancy new thing on the block that only the queers drank.
New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick.
I like that song. I'm old, though.
We are old.
We're so old. Okay.
Fuck Valentino.
Huh?
Fuck Valentino.
No, seriously, fuck Valentino, though.
The moth scowled, taking a puff of his cigarette, which turned red when he exhaled directly in Angel's face. It seemed to disorient him. What?
Fuck you, Valentino.
No, seriously, fuck you, Valentino.
If I want you to sit in my lap, you sit in my lap.
Fuck you,
baby.
Absolutely not.
Ugh. Fuck him.
Seriously. An hour and a half later, Husk didn't think he could take it anymore.
Neither can poor Angel.
Right?
Honestly, fuck Valentino. Fuck Valentino. And the rest of the bees.
Okay, bye.
Okay,